There we go. Whenever you're ready.
All right. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. It is good to see everyone's faces, at least on Zoom. I'd like to call to order the September 1st, 2021 meeting of the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District Hearing Board. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Chair Cox, before I call the roll, is it okay if I read some general housekeeping information?
Yes.
All right. Based on guidance from the California Department of Public Health and the California Governor's Executive Order N-08-21, issued on June 11th, 2021, to protect the health and well-being of all Californians and to establish consistency across the state to slow the spread of COVID-19, the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District Hearing Board continues to provide virtual access through a webinar and/or call-in option. Interested parties have been noticed of the virtual hearing board meeting and have been provided instructions on how to participate. Members of the public are afforded an opportunity to speak on any agenda item before its consideration. Persons wishing to speak may do so remotely via Zoom or telephone. To provide public comment via desktop, laptop, or smartphone, click on the raised hand button at the bottom of the screen. Or if participating via dial-in or telephone, press *9. This will signal to the host that you would like to provide a public comment, and you will be unmuted when it is your turn to speak. Persons may address the hearing board on any matter listed on the agenda via telephone or Zoom connections. Matters not listed on the agenda may be addressed during the public comment period of the agenda. That concludes the housekeeping.
All right, thank you very much. So with that, can you please call the roll?
Certainly. Dr. Colomé?
Here.
Mr. Dressler? Mr. Peters?
Present.
Mr. Saperstein? And Chair Cox?
Here. So it sounds like we do have a quorum.
We do have a quorum.
We can proceed. Thank you very much. The first item of business is the approval of minutes from the March 3rd, 2021 meeting. Is there any discussion on the minutes? Then may I get a motion to accept the minutes?
I'll move the minutes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Peters. And may I get a second?
I will second.
Thank you very much, Mr. Clum. So I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
I would like to do roll call vote.
Oh, that's right. Okay, and also motion and a second. Any other discussion? All right, go ahead and do the roll call vote.
Thank you. Dr. Colomé?
Yes.
Mr. Peters?
Yes.
And Chair Cox?
Yes. So the motion carries. Thank you very much. The next item is announcements and staff reports. Are there any announcements or staff reports from the staff?
The staff does not have any staff reports or anything to update the hearing board on at this time.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Next item is public comment. Now is the time for members of the public to speak on items that are not on the agenda. Are there any requests to speak on items not on the agenda?
Chair Cox, it does not look like we have any public comment at the moment.
Okay. Then the next item is public hearings. There is one item today. Will the clerk please read it into the record?
Public hearing. Item E1, Hearing Board Policies and Procedures Revision. Consider the adoption of revisions to the Hearing Board Policies and Procedures. The Hearing Board periodically reviews and updates its policies and procedures for the conduct of hearing. The Air Pollution Control Officer, Clerk of the Board, District Council, Hearing Board Council, and District Staff have reviewed the policies and procedures and are recommending revisions for consideration by the Hearing Board.
Thank you very much. Oh, I forgot to ask. Let's see after. Now, at this time, I'll ask the district staff to present their item. And again, please state your name for the record. I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong one here. Yes, I'd like to ask the district staff to go ahead and present their item.
I'm working on it right now. I apologize.
Okay. That's all right.
I'm trying to. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Yes. And also please state your name for the record.
Sure. No problem. My name is Amy Long. I'm with the district. So I'm going to go ahead and start my presentation. Good morning, Chair Cox, members of the hearing board. My name is Amy Long. I'm an air quality specialist for the district. I've had the pleasure of working with most of you closely during the various variance hearings. Today's presentation will cover the proposed revisions of the hearing board policies and procedures for your consideration and adoption. This presentation is 8 slides and is expected to take 5 minutes. The hearing board is a quasi-judicial body designated to hear petitions for variances from district rules and regulations, orders for abatement, requests for revocation of permits, and appeals of air pollution control officer permit and emission reduction credit decisions. The hearing board policies and procedures provide clear guidelines and expectations for sources, district staff, hearing board members, and members of the public during these proceedings. It also ensures compliance with laws and regulations governing hearing boards. The hearing board policies and procedures were last revised and adopted in November of 2006. While this may seem like a long time for the revision, there were no changes in the laws and regulations that would necessitate revisions to the hearing board policies and procedures. However, district staff attended a variance and hearing board training provided by CARB in February 2020. As a result of this training, district staff identified areas of improvements to the existing hearing board policies and procedures. These recommendations have been incorporated into the revised hearing board policies and procedures for your consideration and have been reviewed by the Air Pollution Control Officer, Clerk of the Board, District Council, Hearing Board Council, and district staff. Some of the significant revisions include restructured and reorganized the document for improved clarity, added background information, health and safety code references, and hyperlinks throughout the document. We recognize the intended audience may be new staff, sources that may not be as familiar with the process, new hearing board members, or someone that may need a refresher. These revisions are intended to provide clarity and additional reference materials to assist with the process. We also made recommendations to revise the petition submittal dates to allow for enough review and preparation time prior to each hearing. This revision is to ensure the petition is properly vetted and the source is prepared to present their case to the hearing board. Oftentimes, petitions do not contain enough information and require a lot of back and forth with the source. District staff work closely with the petitioner to ensure they meet the variance criteria. Additional sections were added that were not previously included in the policies and procedures. These sections include single hearing board member meetings, regular agenda, conflict of interest, interim authorization for modification of schedule of increments of progress, modification or revocation of order, modification of schedule of increments of progress, and emission reduction credit disputes. Some of these sections were added as a result of attending the CARB variance and hearing board training. For example, the conflict of interest and emission reduction credit disputes are areas of improvement discovered after attending the training. The other sections were added as a result of the restructuring and organization process previously discussed. We also moved variances and other petitions into separate sections since the procedures for each of these are very different. In addition, we also expanded and updated the quick reference chart attachments. This is a great tool to remind district staff of the noticing requirements and additional considerations when processing a request. At the conclusion of this meeting, please consider adoption of the revised hearing board policies and procedures as presented. Please let me know if you have any questions about the presentation or the revisions. And thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Is there any discussion from the board members here?
Frank Peters here, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Yeah. Amy, excellent presentation. I was so pleased to receive this agenda item. And I guess I didn't know that it had been 15 years since we last revised this. And anyway, I was delighted to review it. Thank you. And now I have one question. It's just about adoption of the changes. Other boards have sat on some of the bylaws state that you have to let 30 days go by between proposing changes to, policies and procedures before adopting them. Is there any, apparently there's nothing like that relating to the hearing board.
Maria, I believe this is a process question. Would you mind addressing that? I'm not aware of anything that would require a 30-day prior to the adoption. Maria, I'm sorry I cut you off.
Give me a few seconds and I'll go grab my APCD.
We also have district council on the line. I don't know, Jenna, if you're aware of that, the answer to that question.
Chair and hearing board, I'm not aware of any limitation either. I'll check a couple items, but I don't believe you're limited.
Well, thank you for that. My question has been answered or soon will be, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Steve Colmay here. I also want to applaud the staff and Amy for the presentation and also for the clarity in this revision. I think some of the updates, including the hyperlink, make it a much more usable document. It is clear that a lot of work went into presenting it at this level to us today. So I want to thank you, Amy, and the staff for a job well done.
Go ahead, Amy.
I was just going to say thank you for recognizing that. Go ahead, Maria. I apologize.
I'm looking for bylaws, but I may not know of them, but that's normally one of the first things I look for. And I don't know if this board has bylaws. I don't think that they do. And if they don't, then there's no requirement for the 30-day notice. I agree with Member Peters that a lot of boards do have that requirement. There has to be a time before it can be presented and accepted, but I don't see that that's required for the APCD hearing.
Good, thank you. Oh, Amy, I just want to echo, it was a really, really good presentation. And the teamwork that everyone on the staff putting this together in an understandable format, and especially I'd say the guides or the charts at the back, very helpful, something you can quickly pull out when we're doing variances on our own. That's very helpful. And also appreciate legal counsel taking a look at it before it came up. So with that said, do we have any public comment? If we do, if there is anyone in the public, please click on the raise hand button if you are on a computer, or press the 9 if participating by phone to provide your comment. For each public comment, please state your name for the record. Do we have any public comments?
I don't see any public comment, but I did see Mr. Peters had a comment.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Chair, may I? Remembering my question here is, I didn't notice if there was any reference to the fact that we are continuing today to have these online meetings. Is that in the new guidelines? Is that going to continue for?
I can answer that question, Caitlin McNally from the district. And the allowance for these virtual meetings is by a governor executive order. And so that is a temporary allowance that we did not reflect in the PNP due to the unknown nature of how long those will last, but we will continue to do those as long as allowed for by the executive order.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, are there any other comments or questions? So it didn't sound like I heard anyone wanting to make any changes to our document. So may I get a motion to accept as presented?
I'll move to accept as presented.
Thank you, Mr. Comey.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Peters. All right, I have a motion and a second. Last chance for discussion. All right, all in favor? Oh, roll call, yeah.
Thank you. Dr. Colomé.
Yes.
Mr. Peters?
Yes.
And Chair Cox?
Yes. All right, moving on to next item is the approval of the administrative agenda. Does any hearing board member wish to pull the item onto the administrative agenda? Mr. Peters.
Pardon me. I have a question related to this, so shall we pull it for a brief discussion?
All right.
May I state my question?
Chair Cox, if I could read the item into the record first.
Yes, please.
Administrative item F1, case number 2021-08-I. On May 19th, 2021, Hearing Board member Dr. Steve Colomé approved an interim variance for the period of May 4th, 2021 through August 1st, 2021, or the date compliance is achieved, or the date of a decision is made on a 90-day variance, whichever occurs first. Said variance provides relief from District's Rules 359D2B1, 359D2B2, 359D2B3, 206 and conditions 9C3B8, 9C3B, no, I'm sorry, 9C3C2 of permit to operate 9104-R5 and allows for platform activities to continue without an operation flare at the petitioner's facility.
All right, Mr. Peters, you have questions?
Yes, I was just curious about the current status, since this goes back to May. Has there been a conclusion to this situation? Have they repaired the flare? Do we know?
Let me ask Councilor quick, before staff answers, do we need to swear them in?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No one's presenting for testimony to answer to the question.
Okay. So over to you, exciting staff.
I apologize. I was not as prepared as I thought I was for this meeting. I was focused on the presentation. This platform is under the decommissioning, I believe. Is that
correct? I believe, yes.
And so I do believe that they were able to make those repairs, but I don't know.
Help Amy if you'd like.
Go ahead, Caitlin. I apologize. I'm stumbling here.
That's all right. So Caitlin McNally with the district. We did receive a report from Freeport McMoRan on July 27th indicating that it was the final report for the variance, and they indicated that all maintenance repairs were completed on May 19th and the flare header system was relit and brought back into service on May 19th. So the variance coverage is no longer necessary as of that date.
Thank you for that. That's good news, huh?
And since I was the hearing board member for that, I will comment that they were, the Freeport McMoRan was the petitioner, and they took this over as a closed platform from 2015. It had been closed for quite a while. And at the time of the hearing, they were on the verge of fixing the leak and not needing the variance.
Well, thank you very much. That answers my question.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Peters. So then do we have any other questions from the board? Do we have any public comment? We don't have any public on the line, right, Lorena?
We have one, but
okay.
They do not have their raised hand.
So all righty.
No public comment.
No public comment. So then may I get a motion to accept our administrative agenda?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Peters. I have a motion. May I get a second?
And seconded.
Thank you, Ms. Colomay. So any last chance for discussion? Any other discussion? I have a motion and a second. No further discussion. May I get a roll call?
Certainly. Dr. Colomay.
Yes.
Mr. Peters?
Yes.
And Chair Cox?
Aye. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. I believe that concludes all the business that we have for the meeting. Let me just open it up real quick to staff, district, board members. Is there any other thing that you would like to bring up or any other comments you want to make today? All right. Well, thank you to everyone. This is probably one of the fastest board meetings we've had. Appreciate all the hard work and effort that went into it. And we will see everyone again sometime in the hopefully not too distant future. So with that, may I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Have a motion, may I get a second?
I'll second that.
All right. No discussion, I would imagine. Therefore, all in favor?
Aye.
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 I think I would still have to do a roll call vote.
Of course, you don't need a motion. You actually right. do not need a motion to adjourn. You can just call the meeting adjourned, Chair Cox.
All right. It's just something I'm used to doing.
We could do roll call vote if you'd like.
We're good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. And hope you have a good rest of the day and a good weekend coming up.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.